Good morning. Today is February 20, 2020. It's approximately 11:15 a.m. and we are here. Find my page here. Under case number 1200124, and the appellant is Jason Torres. Will anybody who's here for this case come up to the microphones, the appellant here and the city here? Over here, because you might want to be looking at the iPad. And the exhibits that I'm going to be referring to are loaded on there, so you might want to click on to this particular case, and then that'll show the exhibits for the case. Are they showing?
I see exhibits. I'm not sure if they're, hold on here.
Okay, and I'll be going through
them.
Okay,
I see it.
My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman, and for the record, we'll get who we have here today. So you first, sir, please state and spell your name.
Jason Torres, J-A-S-O-N-T-O-R-R-E-S.
Thank you, and you, ma'am?
Ann Blackburn Morris, B-A-N-N-B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N hyphen M-O-R-R-I-S.
And what is your position with the city?
Parking Enforcement Officer.
Thank you. My name is Nancy Hockman. I'm a hearings officer with the city, and although I work for the city, I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation. I work for the auditor's office, and our role is to review the decision of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code.
Okay.
This hearing is being recorded and will be posted to the city's website, unless you have a strong opposition, in which case it will not be posted. Did you have a chance to read your statement of rights about today's hearing?
I didn't, but I'm sure that there's not.
Okay, well, I'll just have you click on Exhibit 10 and take a brief look through those and let me know if you have any questions about your rights.
I did see this.
Okay.
So yes, I'm okay with that.
Thank you. My authority is limited. The only decisions I can make is whether or not the tow was valid, and the rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please know that appeal of a ticket or citation has to be done at court and not in this hearing.
Okay.
This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We do try to keep the order, though, so if you have a brilliant question while somebody else is talking, just hold that and everybody will have an opportunity to say what they'd like and to ask the other party questions. And in this kind of hearing, the decision is made by a preponderance of the evidence, which means each party has to prove the point they're making by slightly over 50%. I am going to go through the exhibits that we have. We have the tow hearing request form. That is a computer form that was filled out after the appellant filed Exhibit 3, which is his written submission. We have Exhibit 4 submitted by the appellant, which is his travel itinerary. Exhibit 5 is something labeled in memoriam. We have Exhibit 6, which I believe is an envelope. We have Exhibit 7, which is called the auto return information, which basically tells us whether we have jurisdiction. It's something sent by the entity that gathers all the tow information. We have my order, which is a bifurcation order, which we'll talk about in a minute. We have the notice of today's hearing. We have the statement of rights that we discussed. We have the tow hearing report submitted by the city, and a hard copy of that. The city also submitted information about the vehicle. That's Exhibit 13. Driver information, Exhibit 14. Oregon Insurance Information Card, Exhibit 15. Notice of transaction submitted. I'm going to look at that and see what that is.
That's the registration of the vehicle.
Okay, thank you. parking violations, exhibit 17. Tow invoice and receipt, exhibit 18, a request to reschedule, and the notice rescheduling the hearing for today. And I'm going to ask each party if they have any objection to any of the documents coming into the record. So Ms. Blackburn Morris, do you have any objection to?
I do not.
And is coming in. And Mr. Torres, any objection?
I do not.
Okay. So we're going to go to the first part of the hearing. Okay, so again, the initial documents that came in did not reflect that Mr. Torres had a financial interest in the car, and I think you've submitted some other documents after, so I'm going to ask you to go through those and just explain to me your ownership interest.
Okay.
And before we do that, I'm going to swear the parties in.
Okay.
Will both parties please raise their right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the whole truth? Starting with Mr. Torres, if you agree, please say so.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. And Ms. Blackburn Morris?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, please go ahead, Mr. Torres.
So exhibit 13 is a print screen from my company's website. It's called Accelerate, and it's showing the vehicle unit number, the make of the model, the VIN number, and where the garaging address is. So that's where I live. And then the other information is also the driver that it's assigned to. And that's my info.
And where is that?
That is on, that's exhibit 14.
Okay, I'm just gonna pull that up. And this comes from the same place?
Yes.
Okay. And so Accelerate's your employer?
No, the Hartford Insurance Company is my employer, and Accelerate is the fleet management company that manages our fleet of vehicles. So I work in sales.
And so Hartford has assigned this vehicle to you, which is why it's garaged at your house?
Yes, that's correct.
And do you have anything, I did not look at all your documents yet, did you have anything showing that your employer has given you permission to come and represent them today?
I do not.
Do they know you're coming here today?
They do not.
Okay. And you have no ownership interest in the vehicle. It's been like assigned to you, but
right. It belongs to the company. I'm a administered user of the vehicle because I use it for sales on a regular basis. And I guess in regards to whether they are aware I'm representing them, I just wanted if I could just state. So my reason for being here isn't that I have questions about whether the tow was accurate or not. It's more on the questions around the tickets, the amount of tickets that were assessed to the vehicle, and then also the opportunity that if I was present, that I would have noticed the tickets and I would have moved the vehicle. And that the supporting documentation that I put in there was that my father had just recently passed away. And so my intent.
Let's stick with the ownership part first.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
And those are all the documents you submitted on your ownership?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any questions?
I do not.
About that? Okay. I'm going to take a slight break, so we're going to go off the record, and I'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we're back on the record after we took a short break. The parties had an opportunity to talk, and I went out and printed out some of the rules. My email that went out indicated that I was granting the hearing, but the first part of the hearing was going to be for the appellant to present evidence of documented financial interest in the vehicle. And if the burden of proving that interest was met, then I would continue with the hearing. So I'd like to refer to the rules that we use, and that is tow hearing rule 9.03. And a demonstrated interest in the vehicle is written evidence of a documented financial interest. And our tow rule 9.03C states that the owner can request a tow hearing, the owner of the vehicle, or a person with a demonstrated financial interest is the second person that can tow the vehicle. And the third type of person that can request a hearing is if the owner authorizes somebody else, like you, to appear at the hearing. I did not see that information today that
okay.
the standard that owns it has given you permission for to have right. the hearing. So basically, you haven't shown that you have a right to a hearing.
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to be issuing an order that is dismissing your request for hearing on that basis, and I'll be sending that out in the mail within the next week.
Okay.
So, and the parties are free to stay in the room or actually out in the hall and discuss. I know you had some questions about the repeat citations and stuff.
We did. We talked about that.
Great.
So, yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so this will conclude the hearing.
All right.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.